This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. With hour number three, this is Lock and Load. Sort of gotten into this habit as well on Wednesdays. Not too long ago, I saw this thing out there. It was, you know, these guys were thinking the way I thought. I thought, what a shame. They, too, have mental illness. But it turned out that was not the case. They just thought the way I do. And since then, things have expanded and everything else, and I'm very happy to think of them as both sponsors, kindred spirits, and I don't know. I don't know how far that goes. But anyway, joining me again is Lincoln Osiris, the man at Pipe Hitters Union. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know what I do. I'm out here right now. People all spun up about the March for Their Lives. They call it Our Lives. I agree with them. It's Their Lives. They're talking about these, you know, high velocity standard, you know, automatic magazines and semi-automatic assault rifles and all this other stuff. And, you know, and at the same time, young David Hogg of the Hitler Youth, he's out there upset because he has to have a see-through backpack.
Right. You got that right. You know, Bill, I'm really spun up on this one this week. I can't watch the news without my head exploding. My blood pressure is high. Things are crazy right now. And I just can't keep it contained. So this is a really good opportunity for me to vent to you right now.
Certainly.
I can't even speak straight. I'm all tongue-tied. And you're absolutely right. Everyone is all spun up. And I've got people on the left that are screaming about, like you just said, fully semi-automatic assault rifles, grr, and high-capacity ghost clips, grr. I've even heard people make the statement that these kids, they're going to save America. And, of course, we've got Rachel Madcow's 18-year-old clone son, David Hogg. He's upset about having to carry a clear backpack to school. And that just makes my head want to explode. Now, of course, falling right into the trap, we've got people on the right that are screaming there's no such thing as a fully semi-automatic assault rifle. Want to argue the details and that these kids are ignorant to the reality of life and they need to shut up and quit preaching to us. Now, while I agree with those points completely, it's all clutter. And then, of course, we've got people with their fists in the air. No one's getting our guns. And once again, I'm right there with them. But let's stop. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a step back and let's clear the noise. Now what I talked about, it's not that those issues aren't important, and I could talk about those issues for hours and hours and hours, and I'm always upset that I've only got an hour with you. I wish I had more time with you. But let's remove the obvious issues beneath all of that and look at what's beneath the surface. Let's talk about what's at stake here. Now, no one's going to argue that what took place in Parkland wasn't a horrific tragedy. We all agree on that. Now, it's been a month and a half since the massacre, and we've already lost sight of the bigger issue. These kids, they started off wanting to raise awareness about school shootings. And you know what? I'm over here. Good on you. You know, you've got a cause. You're young. You're passionate. You get behind it. Well, where are we now? Well, first, did they achieve that? Well, yeah, they definitely brought a lot of attention to school shootings. But the better question is, where are we now? No one is discussing. It's been a month and a half, and no one's discussing school safety. No one's discussing on what steps we need to take to ensure our children are educated in a safe environment. I can't help but wonder. Actually, I don't even wonder. I feel very confident when I say this. These kids are pawns in a much bigger game. Now, I still think I shake my head, and I don't want to just start throwing mud at these kids, but I think that they have become pawns in a much, much bigger game. Now, there's always been money poured into issues like this, but there's millions and millions and millions of dollars being poured into this. People like Oprah and the Gabrielle Giffords Organization and Spielberg and George Clooney, and of course, my favorite soda Nazi, Michael Bloomberg, are pouring money into this. Now, I'm sure that these people want to see our children educated in a safe environment. Everybody wants their children educated in a safe environment. But these people are not interested in raising awareness. They're not interested in addressing the mental health issue we have in the country. They're not interested in any of the underlying issues. They're only interested in one thing. They want our guns. They want our guns. And that's why I say this is the whole thing has shifted in the last month and a half. And that is where my head really explodes. What do you think, Bill?
Well, you know, one of the things that always impresses me about these people is how absolutely vociferous they get about all of their little points that they have and everything. And the first thing that, when they fly off the handle about this, they obviously have never been, they've never seen, like, when I was in Germany one time, I saw this M113 go off the side of the hill. And it had one of those Vulcans mounted on it. It was an anti-aircraft gun. So the TC could not drop into the, drop into the track as it was rolling down the hill end over end. And, of course, that killed him. I mean, it pulverized him. And that's a problem. That's a giant problem. And these people get out here and they see something that some people say or something that some people own. Or they get out there and they don't take into consideration, one guy did this and 140 million others didn't. And that's a problem for them. And for me, when I consider my context of life versus their context of life, it sort of makes me mad. It infuriates me, really, because they don't know what a real problem is.
You got that right. So there was actually, and I don't, I'm kind of speaking out of my back pocket right now.
Sure.
But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I saw a quote, and I typically don't ever stray away from things that I'm not absolutely certain of. But I saw a quote by David Hogg, and he said, generations before us has never had to fear being shot by, an AR-15. And I'm scratching my head going, this just proves the ignorance of many of these children. And I call them children because they're children. Yes, he's
sure.
18, but he is a child. When I was 18, I was a child. When I was 25, I was a child. And you know what? I know you will agree with me hands down on this, Bill. But the one thing you get is the older you get, the more you realize that you didn't know anything when you were younger.
Don't you just hate that when that happens?
Wisdom. That's wisdom. And you don't get it till you're older. So I look at these kids and go, it's not your fault that you're ignorant, but you truly are ignorant. It's happened forever. There's been violence forever. And I'll tell you what, he's 18 right now, but do you know how many 18-year-olds fought in World War II?
Probably, I don't know how many. I mean, do we field a 40 million man strong force during World War II? I can't remember.
It was a different generation with different problems. And that's when his age children were men. And now, children his age are children.
We got about a minute left in this segment, so I just want to say this about this. When I was growing up, the AR-15 existed, and nobody was, and they were out there. And you didn't have to go through background checks to buy a gun. You could go to a hardware store and buy a gun.
You could get on Sears Roebuck catalog and order one in the mail.
Yeah. So, and we didn't have this happening. So it's not guns that have changed. It's the culture and it's people that have changed. And that's what he needs to be looking at. Not that the reason they have to fear that is because in my time, none of my classmates wanted to kill me.
And if you had a disagreement, you duked it out. Somebody walked away with a black eye, but you usually shook hands afterward and you called it a day.
Yep, you became friends right after that. Pipe Hitters Union. There's the attitude. You can wear it.
You don't have to have my resume or his resume. You just have to have it in your heart. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union.
See that video I did the other day, Lincoln? Did you like that? Was it okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good, Bill.
Well, it's a start anyway. I talked to Earl. I got plans. I got more plans. We got a long year ahead of us. We got a long year ahead of us, and we're going to capitalize on everything we got going on. Now, as we're looking around out here and everything, and we're seeing, in my world, right? In my world, I would love to come to work and do the show and just talk about the great fun I would have on the range or something like that. And I'm always dragged into this mire of politics and, demonization and vilification and everything else. Sometimes I have a hard time just laying back and, taking everything in.
I hear that. I can tell you this, Bill. It's been a stressful week. I just like yourself. And I say this all the time. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a business owner. And it is extremely stressful. I've got a quote that I'm going to share with you. And I don't know why. It just keeps coming up in my head. It just keeps ringing in my ears. There's a country song that's played on the radio all the time right now. The artist is Luke Bryan, and the name of the song is called Most People Are Good. And the line that I keep hearing over and over in my ears right now, it's, if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. And I can get that. The 24-hour news cycle is the devil.
Yeah.
It paints a picture to people that the world truly is on fire when it's not. And that's why so many people think that school shootings are the new norm. And I said this last week and maybe the week before that school shootings are not the new norm. They've actually gone down compared to the previous, 10-year period, like in the 90s. They've gone down, but the media wants you to believe that they have increased. The politicians want you to believe that it's increased. The left wants you to believe it's increased. Why? Because they want to come after our guns. Now, as I said a minute ago, that we've never seen a movement like we are seeing right now. Now, there's always been money in politics. And I see what's happening right now. It's all political maneuvering. And it's happening by politicians, it's happening by the elitists, it's happening by people that want to put their thumb on top of us. But the difference is, I truly believe the difference is they're more organized now than they've ever been before. And the difference is this spans generations. When in history do we have a group of teenagers dictating to the rest of the country what we need to do? Now, beyond that, this goes from teenagers all the way to a 97-year-old retired Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
So we're talking spanning generations and generations and generations saying, hey, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, beyond that, probably the game changer is that technology and social media are at play now. These have never been at play before. We're talking about, for instance, I don't know why this kid's name keeps coming up, and I hate bringing it up. I don't want to give him any credit, but this knucklehead, because I can't think of a better word to say that won't get you fined a ton of money.
Thanks.
David Hogg.
Yeah.
That there was a Republican running for office, I want to say up in the Northeast, that made a comment, and this guy, I want to say, sent out a tweet and within an hour had somebody running against this Republican that was running for uncontested. And this Republican had to drop out of the race. So we're talking about a total game changer with technology and social media that never, ever, we've never had to deal with in the past. So, people on the left, they want our guns. And the difference is now people on the right are willing to make concessions. Now, you know what? Let me correct that. In fact, people on the right are making concessions. But once again, I get caught up in the detail. So let's take a deep breath. Let's pull back. Once again, clear the noise. And really, what's at the foundation? What's going on right now? Like, what's underneath all of these arguments? And I say that the foundation of our country is under attack. We have a constitution and a bill of rights. And for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't really pay attention. A lot of people, and I don't blame them. A lot of it's beautiful to just be able to go about your daily life and not have to pay attention to all the drama. But simply put, the Constitution lays out who has what power and how those powers are used. And simply put, the Bill of Rights is specifically written to limit the government's power over all of us, over me, over you, over all of us. And it seems as if every day the government gains a little bit more power over us. It's creeping and creeping and creeping. And the only thing that guarantees us, me, you, all of your listeners, a chance against the government gone wild is our Second Amendment. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's the Second mm-hmm. Amendment. Mm-hmm. So today, they want bump stocks. And I say this all the time. Bump stock is the most ridiculous product on the planet. But it is their right to make it, and it's people's right to buy it. And if I met the people who made a bump stock, I would shake their hand and say, good on you, even though I think it's ridiculous. So we give them bump stocks. And then they want 30-round magazines. And then they want collapsible butt stocks and foregrips. And then they want the entire AR. And what are we left with? I mean, in reality, what are we left with? They chip away and chip away and chip away until there's nothing left. And that, my friends, is exactly how it's done. I haven't ever met a person who doesn't care about their First Amendment, right? Even Oprah cares about her First Amendment, right? Of course she does, right?
Well,
and most people feel very passionately about their Fourth Amendment right against unlawful search and seizure. Everybody
yep.
should.
Yep.
Well, let me tell you, folks, without the Second Amendment, we are destined to lose all the rest of our rights and protections under the Bill of Rights. That's what it comes down to. And that's why I draw a line. That's why I say, no, you shouldn't get our bump stocks. What do you think, Bill? Am I crazy?
No, you know, the bump stock is a result of the Hughes Amendment. The bump stock would not exist today if the Hughes Amendment did not exist, because you could still buy a lower receiver that had a fully automatic sear in it for, what, $600, $700. But let's look at that on the other side, shall we? Because we're headed into the break. Let's look at that on the other side when we get back. You can hear the guy. When you get his his apparel, he's shouting at the copy people to put that on his shirts, his hats. This is what makes the pipe hitters a union. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Pipe Hitters Union is Lincoln Osiris. I want to tell you a real quick story, though, because while I'm sitting here, sometimes I have to tell myself this story. I just want to see how it affects you. In 2010, I was still in the route business. I got out of the military, went in the route business because I was sort of antisocial and I didn't want to work in a room with a bunch of people. And at the time, I was selling donuts, which is, you know, sort of like putting a crackhead in charge of the meth lab. And I was smoking so many cigarettes during the day that I didn't even have to have matches because I was lighting them with the old cigarette. And then somebody heard me on a voicemail and offered to give me a radio show.
Are you kidding me?
No. And in the middle of all of this, I go to them and say, listen, I'm being given a Sunday radio show. I need for you guys to make sure that I stay off on Sundays. And I started doing, they decided to schedule me right away. So I had to quit the job I had and the financial security I had to come into this radio business. And along the way, with all the smoking and everything, the guy who actually inspired me to do it, in October of 2014, he had a heart attack and died in his kitchen. In January of 2015, I had the same heart attack, except I knew I was having a heart attack. In July of 2015, I was sitting in that guy's chair as a fill-in host, in addition to having this national show here. So,
man, that is creepy.
Yeah, well, it's creepy, and at the same time, you know, it's, you know, the dreams still are capable of being had and realized here.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. It's got to be really stressful to do what you do. So I mean, heck, the first two segments, Bill, we were talking about things that just get me spun up and get me lit up, and I want to go crazy and start screaming and throwing things. Why don't we take it down a notch?
Yeah.
And I'm really curious. What do you do to de-stress?
To de-stress? I play There Ain't Nobody In Here But Us Pillows with my two granddaughters.
All right, go on.
Well, they cover themselves up with they just got princess beds. I just gave them princess beds. And they get in their bed, and they cover up with their covers, and then they yell at me, there ain't nobody in here but us pillows, and then I have to come and find and fluff the pillow, you know. And that's one of the things. They're quite imaginative, so they help me de-stress quite a bit. I also like to ride a bike and, you know, go to the range and... you know, I've got all these little side projects. I was telling Earl about one of them today that I need to finish that story with you. But, you know, just the process, well, you know, I don't look at what I do as a job. I'm almost certain that when you go into pipe hitters and you're looking at some of these things which are truly inspirational from a military mind's point of view, I'm sure you don't sit back and go, you know, I need a vacation from my job.
That's something. You know, it's funny you say that, because a lot of people think that. A lot of people hit me up and they're, oh, I wish I had your job, and oh, I wish I had it like that. And, you know, it's truly a story of the grass is, you know, always greener. You know, I'm very fortunate. I've got a great job and I do a lot of cool stuff and I get invited to a lot of cool places, but it is extremely stressful. My wife can attest to that. And I bring my stress home. I work all the time. I'm constantly on my mobile, just like, you know, any other business. And I can tell you wholeheartedly, the only reason I do it is because we give so many jobs to so many people. It pays them good salaries. They have, you know, they're taken care of, and we give back so much. And to be honest, that is the only reason. That's the only thing that keeps me going. It isn't really the satisfaction in the cool stuff we do or the cool products we put out. Now, don't get me wrong. I love putting out guns. I love putting out clothes. You know, our guns are some of the best guns ever. I just heard one of the commercials right before we went to break, a Spikes Tactical commercial. They make all of our, they exclusively manufacture and sell all of our guns, and they're the best guns ever. And we make awesome, awesome clothing. But what really, really keeps me going is that I know so many people depend on me, and we give back so much. We're constantly making donations. Like, we just, and you know what? I will share it with you. We just built a new custom gun for the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit that's coming up in a month and a half. We sell raffle tickets, and 100% of the money goes to the cause, and that is a cool thing, and it's got a super cool custom paint job. So all of these cool projects, they're definitely cool, but just like any other job, it's super stressful. I don't care if you're working an 8-hour shift at Home Depot, or you're sitting in an office, you know, punching a keyboard for 8 hours. My job is stressful just like any other job, and I'm just like any other person that's got problems, and I bring my problems home just like anybody else. So just like you, you look for a way to de-stress with your, you know, grandchildren. I look for a way to de-stress as well. It's I'm really no different than anybody else.
So how do you de-stress?
I'll tell you what, it's the craziest thing ever, and I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to own it, because that's who I am, and I'm secure in who I am. I cook.
Listen.
I cook and I grill.
There's
when I'm cooking or grilling, the whole world goes on mute. I don't need to listen to music. I don't need to watch TV. The whole world could be on fire, and I am in the moment, and the stress just goes away. I've got many, many friends that came home from the war, and they found themselves, you know, trying to de-stress in the bottom of a bottle, or addicted to pain pills or sleeping pills, and I just buried myself in work. And that helped me cope. It truly, truly helped me cope by just focusing on work. And then I was like, all right, work isn't the only thing. And I needed to find a way, like being so involved in work helped me, cope, but it didn't help me de-stress. And then I had a family, of course, and the family needs attention. You know, I love my wife. I love my two boys. My oldest, Odin, he likes to, yep, his name is Odin. He likes to watch me cook. So he'll help me and, you know, prep vegetables or whatever. But that is how I found a way to de-stress. Kind of crazy,
I can find no fault with that at all. I can find no fault with that at all. When somebody says, hey, Bill, what can you cook? I'm like, Hot Pockets. If I read the instructions, Hot Pockets, Pop-Tarts. I used to be a griller, and I may be able to be a griller now that I found some things out here recently. But, for the last few years, I haven't been that interested in grilling. But whatever it is, I mean, you know, it comes down to what occupies our mind in a way. And I think having some sort of a creative streak, like with pipe hitters, with some of the things that you create, some of the angles you come from, having angles is very creative. I think that is just indicative of an organized mind. And, I think an organized mind needs an organized way to, you know, depressurize.
I couldn't agree more, because if I don't find a way to de-stress, I will lay in bed and stare at the ceiling, and I'm constantly working problems and looking for solutions and, you know, working on projects in my mind. And the only way to turn it off is to find a way to de-stress and then, you know, hit the sack, and I'll wake up a recharged, you know, guy the next day.
I'm going to tell you something that happens that was happening to me, and I want your opinion on that when we get back. But Pipe Hitters Union. Okay, when he's talking about who he employs veterans.
True story.
All the time. He gives them, you know, we came out of the military with a purpose. He gives them another purpose. And that's what's, you know, that's behind the curtain. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. As they always seem to do whenever I have young Mr. Osiris in the show, and I like calling him young Mr. Osiris because he is younger than me, it's a benefit of age, the conversation begins to take on a life of its own. Now, where were we, sir? We were somewhere, and I had so many things going on in my disorganized mind that I forgot where we were. Or do we want to just finish things off and try to go out on a positive note and all this other stuff? Because the thing about this is, when I left the Army in 1990, how old were you?
1990?
Yeah.
Wow, I graduated high school in 1990. So probably 15
years old. So did you know at 15 that you were going to be in the military and be what you became?
No, I was a punk. I was a horrible, horrible, horrible kid. I made great, great, great grades. I was fortunate to be smart, but I was that kid that didn't really have to study. So I made good grades, but had horrible discipline and just was hard to keep me on the right track. No, it was, I had no idea I was going to be going to the military.
Now, I don't know anybody in the military today except one kid who's 24, and his dad is one of my best friends, and he's a Marine. And this kid is Strack. He's just a little bad guy. And I look at him now, and I look at you then, and I say to myself, it's still an all-voluntary force. It's still a bunch of young people that give their youth to the country. And I wonder how bad it really is sometimes. In all of the United States, we hear about the coastal areas and the ones that have the big voices, the big outlets and everything else. And at the same time, we don't hear from the vast majority of the United States. And I just sometimes wonder how bad can it really be and how bad would it really be if they decide to go totally leftist on us. And at the same time, I wonder how much I really need to worry about it. Do you?
You know, I try really hard not to get, you know, wrapped around the axle about that one point. And I say that because I know if things truly go sideways, I'm good. And I told you last week, I don't consider myself a prepper, but I probably should, you know. I'm good. I know that I can care for myself and my family and my loved ones, you know, straight up, like, you know, Patrick Swayze, you know, Wolverines, you know, Red Dawn style, like, I'm probably going to be okay. You know, I've got plenty of property, a good place to retreat to, and, you know, we'll be set. But,
yep.
You know, that's neither here nor there, really. Like, that's looking at the very, very small, like, I've got to protect my small inner circle. But I just really hope that it doesn't come to that. I think that before we've got to worry about, you know, an outside force, I think our biggest concern would be something like, you know, a civil war, because I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to get to whittle away and whittle away and whittle away at our rights for very long before somebody at some point just draws a line and, you know, it's game on at that point. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants it. I don't want that. You don't want that. Nobody on the left or right or anybody truly wants that, because that means things have gone all sorts of wrong.
Yeah, but at the same time, I also know that in about 6 days it would be over and the majority of the nation would not really see a whole bunch of pitched fighting. Most of it would happen around Washington, D.C. There might be some places. It'd be definitely interesting in Austin, for example, with all of that little bohemian thing happening there, but I'm sure there's enough of you in Austin to hold the line. And I think at the end of the day, with all these veterans walking around still fairly viable, that the United States would actually become familiar with what made them great in the first place, because I believe we would be quite compassionate in that circumstance. We would do what we had to do and no more.
I truly hope that's the case. I don't know if that would be a case. Actually, I'm certain that wouldn't be the case across the board, but I hope that would be the case, in general. And I really truly hope it doesn't come to that. But here we go. Like, you know, the more you chip and the more you chip at, you know, it's like a bully. You know, the bully can bully and bully and bully and pick and pick and pick, but at some point, the little guy finally cracks that bully across the jaw and says, enough is enough. So where do we draw that line? When does that really happen? I don't know. But there is
a line everywhere. That line is everywhere.
You're right. But historically, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to pick on this group and this group and this group. And they do it very systematically, so that everybody's like, yeah, but they're not coming after me or my group. Yeah, they're not coming after me or my group. So they don't get involved until they do. And then other people don't get involved when it's you and your group.
Right.
So, and that's what really concerns me right now, is right now our rights are under attack. We are under attack. And the left is coming after those rights. But so many people on the right are willing to make concessions. And I think that is the worst thing ever. It is the absolute worst thing ever to let them just chip away and chip away and chip away.
I thought after Alexandria, I thought that attitude would change, but I'm afraid that in government today, they have such a gentrified view of the world. They actually believe that the nature of man has changed, and they actually need to speak to somebody like you, where you've been somewhere where you've seen the nature of man at its lowest possible capability, and find out that people with iPhones and internet and that have a Twitter account can think and do those kind of things, that you have to have people like you to combat that. So, we're going to see. I hope that whatever does happen, it happens while I can still be in it, because I don't want to leave
It's interesting you say that, because when I left the contracting game,
yeah,
I was already considered a dinosaur. You know, it's a young man's game. It truly is a young man's game. I am 43, but I probably have the body of a 63-year-old. Now, don't get me wrong. I can throw down, and I can probably shoot, move, and communicate better than 99% of the people on the planet.
That's right.
But I'm still a dinosaur compared to other awesome dudes that are, you know, getting it done here in the United States. I shouldn't say in the United States, but, you know, guys that are from the United States getting it done wherever they may be on the planet.
Right.
So, you know, I fight that fight all the time mentally. Like, is it time to hand over the torch? Now, I know that I can take care of me and my own, but am I really the best option to, like, you know, move forward and go get jobs done around the world? Probably not. Although I could still do it, and I could do it well. But there are probably plenty of dudes that are more capable at this point.
That's so, right. And they will go and do that. However, the difference is that if we have to do it, no matter what, you know, hey, look at how many sit-ups he can do. Look at that. There's one thing you can't be taught is experience.
True story. And you never know until you've gotta, and I'm trying to think of the right words because I don't want to get you fined again. Until it's time to put it on the line and you're tested, you never know. I've seen some of the guys that I thought were going to be the best bold in the worst moment. And I've seen guys that you'd never expect to step up and be the hero in that moment. So
Audie Murphy, you know, just like Audie Murphy, he looked like a little dweeb.
Story.
He looked like a little dweeb. Listen, we're about to run out of time, so I need to sell some pipe hitter stuff. I just sent Earl an idea that you should love, so you need to get with Earl after this, and we'll talk later on. Pipe Hitters Union. And by the way, one of the guys I sent the poster to who's in a medical dilemma loves the poster, loves the Not Today Antifa poster. So
I'll tell you what. How about we do this? Every episode moving forward, we give away two posters.
That's fine. I'm working
it. That's what's up.
Anyway, Pipe Hitters Union, go to pipehittersunion.com. Wear the attitude. You've got the attitude. Feel free to display it. Mr. Osiris, we will be talking soon. Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.